Thank you for calling 0814 VIP. This is Lycan. Did you request a supervisor?
Yes, I did.
Oh, okay, give me 1 second. Let me get the account pulled up for you.
Sure, no problem.
And what's your zip code?
My postal code is, I can give you the order number because I think how they entered it, she said it was a little wacky. I can give you the order number in which I had originally had, which is 844043.
And what's your first and last name?
Yeah, Lynn Greaves Manuel Heron.
And then they verify your address.
Twice.
I yep, see that.
Yeah. It's at 21 Crestwood Road, Thornhill, Ontario, L4J8H8.
Thank you. So I have an account pulled up here. I do see it shows the 2 for $24 promotion for $28.99 that has been canceled, and it said that you're requesting a refund for the last charge. Is that correct?
Actually, I've been charged from January, February, March, April. So I'd like a credit. I've been charged $49.99 for the last couple of months. So
did you sign up? Did you sign up for this service?
No, I didn't.
Okay, let me go back here.
I haven't gone into it. I haven't, I haven't.
Okay, so you're saying that this is fraud and you never signed up for this service?
That's correct.
Okay, so have you contacted your bank or credit card company, or did you call us first?
I called you guys first. Because that's how it usually, the reseller usually can, credit back the accounts.
Okay, what we'll have to do is we can file this as fraud. I do want to make sure you're aware that all cases of fraud are forwarded for a pending investigation. Any false claim or fraudulent charges may result as a fine. As long as you are sure that you or no one in your household placed the order, we'll go ahead and proceed with the fraud claim.
Okay. Now, you're talking about, so the original order was, let me just go back my email. I purchased, if I'm not mistaken, I did purchase something, but I'm being billed $49.99 every month. So I was billed for 2 for $1. If I'm not mistaken, I could be wrong. It was a bra and it was slimwear, because I don't usually order online that often. So I did order something online, but
So you're saying you signed up for the 2 for $24 for the $28.99, correct?
Correct. And that was
But then if you don't cancel that within 14 days of purchase, then they enroll you in a monthly subscription, and that's why you were getting billed $49.99 a month. Yeah, so that's not fraud. Yeah, so what you would do is that means you would go take your gift card code that they sent to your email, and you would go online and purchase, two items each month.
That's the way she explained it. The representative explained it.
Yeah. So basically, you don't want to file that under fraud because you would definitely get all that money charged to your account. Now, as a one-time courtesy, I can refund the last charge for you.
So what do I do for the month of February, March, January?
I mean, we can't refund all your charges because this is not fraud. You signed up for this, but you didn't call in to cancel.
So that's why you kept getting
billed.
Let's say you credit me for the last month. So then I paid $150 to a service that I never used.
You should have all your gift card codes to your email. If not, I can provide them to you. So did they send you an email with your code in each month for what they were getting billed for? Because that's what they do when you don't cancel.
I'd have to pull it up. I just kind of noticed on my billing. Let me just look it up here. I guess it'd be under maybe Elite 14, right?
Yeah, it should be under Elite 14, VIP.com.
Okay, I do see. I do see something here. I just get a lot of emails.
You should have 1, 2, 3, 4. You should have 1, 2, 3, 4. You should have 5 emails with 5 VIP membership tracking numbers, gift card codes to go online to purchase your leggings. When people sign up, they just read the promo. They're thinking they're just signing up one time for the $28.99, And then, like I said, when they get billed, they're thinking, like you said, like, I didn't sign up for this.
Yeah.
So, okay, yeah, so like I said, just go to elite14.com and you can purchase those leggings. That way, you know, you'll get what you paid for.
So let's just do the first part. So you'll cancel right now and you'll credit me for the last month, and then I won't be billed for any future. Is that correct?
Yeah. Yes, ma'am. That is correct. Yes. And then you can go online and still purchase all your leggings.
Okay. So let's do that first part so that I don't get billed again.
Oh, no. You were already canceled out before you came over. Give me one second. I'm going to do the refund. Let me get everything notated because I have to put some information in for you, and then I'll give you the cancellation number. Just one second. You're welcome. Yeah, make sure you're careful when you sign up for this stuff online. Read everything, the whole page.
Mm-hmm.
Let me just put this in for you. I just have to put your information in for the refund.
So if I understand correctly, for the last 4 months that I was, or 3 months that I was billed, I would go in and I would be able to choose something from their
yes,
site,
all those emails.
The same value?
Yes. Yeah, you'll be able to get two leggings for each one of those codes that's put in your email.
So I think they said something about one coming up in February, in March, or and May. So then you couldn't. Okay, so whatever passed, you couldn't.
No, you don't have any. You don't have anything for May that's billed. You were only billed 426. That's the one I refunded for you. They haven't charged you for May. If it is showing, yeah, because May's not even here yet. So you're not seeing anything charged to your account, are you?
I don't even know. I just got an email today that said, your next subscription, but I didn't even see it before.
And it probably was telling you that. Yeah, probably was just letting you know that information, but no, you're not going to get any charges because you've canceled. Now, if you didn't cancel, then you would have been billed for May. That's what it was probably trying to tell you. Today's the 30th.
So you can't even go back the month before to March, like 2 months at least. I mean,
I'll have to check in and see.
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. Let me get to putting all this in here. All right, so I got all the information put in. So I need to go ahead and, as a one-time currency, refund the last two charges. So you get both of those refunded within 3 to 5 business days. Give me 1 second. Just let me get that notated on the account. And then the order number you gave me, that's also your cancellation number.
Okay.
All right, so we got everything canceled out for you. Like I said, you should also get that cancellation to your email as well as the refunds amount. Like I said, if you don't get it within 3 to 5 business days, give us a call and make sure you go online to sign up for your leggings to elite14.com. And like I said, just put in whatever gift card code they sent to your email.
Okay. Okay. So at this point, I have to just go online, choose it, put in the code, and then they'll send me the packaging? Like, or I have to pay shipping, I guess, or...
Yeah, I'm sure. I don't know. I don't know if you have to pay shipping or not. I don't think so. I think you just put in the code and it zeros it out, and then it ships it to you. So just go to back end, pick out your leggings, put in your shipping address, and then, you know, put your code in and just submit it. It should just go to zero.
And then I won't. And then once I fill out those 2 months, I will not be billed for anything else.
No,
you've
ma'am.
Already canceled me out. Okay.
Yeah, you already canceled
yes,
out.
Thank
yes,
you.
Ma'am.
Read everything. Read everything.
No, you're fine. Everybody does it. Everybody.
Oh,
trust
my goodness.
Me.
It's a bad habit, eh? It really is a bad habit.
It is. We do. Just sign up. Just put your stuff on there and don't know what you're signing up for.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. Thank you so much for your help.
Well, you're so welcome. Well, thank you for calling Elite 14 VIP. Have a great day and make sure you're staying safe.
You too.
All right. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye.